Thank you, veterans. This Veteran Day weekend celebration at Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. We're here every Saturday morning to do a couple things. One, to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you have a question about anything you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, I'm here, Rosie Romero, builder and remodeler in Arizona since the 70s. My son and co-host, Romy Romero, builder and remodeler in Arizona since the 90s. My wife, sweet Jennifer, she's here. Take your call. Find out where you're calling from, what your question is, and we'll get you on air as quick as we can. The toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348. And our South Dakota Jackrabbit broadcast engineer, Michael Reese, will make sure all of the broadcast technicalities are absolutely perfect as he does every single week. So that's why we're here waiting for your call. Shh. Let's wait for the first ring. Shh.
Oh, that's good radio.
1-888-767-4348. Roma, you have a special guest here in studio.
We do. It's Water Use It Wisely's Donna DeFrancesco. And every time I say that, I like need a trumpet sound. That's such a royal name, DeFrancesco.
Does she come in on a chariot?
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here.
And Water Use It Wisely has always something going on and something new this time.
Yes, I'm here. Water Use It Wisely is a public information campaign. Our goal is to just get the word out there and keep water conservation on the forefront of people's minds. So we're always looking for new ways to do that. We're always looking for ways to get the message out, just to remind people that how important it is to save water.
Last year, there was a great photo contest. People sent in pictures from all over the state of water. And now it's a little family trip giveaway y'all are putting together on the promotion.
This is very exciting, and oh my gosh, we've got, I think about 2,000 people have already entered the contest. It's called a Where's Wayne contest, and it's all about learning how to save water with Wayne Drop. And if folks go online,
that's the mascot.
Yes, not Raindrop, but Wayne Drop. I knew you guys would like that.
See, you don't get much past old Rosie over here.
He's our Water Use It Wisely mascot, a really cute guy. You have to see him online. So if you go to the waterusitwisely.com, you'll see it all over our website. You can't miss it. But what you need to do is go online, go through a little activity book, and it shows Wayne Drop in different places of the house. And then there's a little quiz that goes along with it. You have to go through the quiz and help Wayne Drop see what ways you can save water throughout the house. Now, there's one caveat to this contest. It is only for the youth of Arizona from age 5 through age 12. So only the youth can enter the contest. But what the great prize is a trip to Disneyland. So what the prize will be is a $1,000 gift card, AAA gift card that can be used at that can only be used at Disneyland, and it's good for like over a year. So it's going to be really exciting, and we're real excited that we're getting some interest from the youth. And we have one of the other reasons why we did this is we've got a really neat page for kids on our Water Use It Wisely site. So we wanted to promote the site. We've just did some improvements, and we're hoping to get more people to see what fun stuff is on there.
We talk a lot about water conservation, but I like to remind people who move here look at our desert, mm-hmm. and water and heat are the two concerns that kind of and things that bite and stick.
Yeah, you know, right.
Welcome to Arizona. But I don't think people realize how well the Arizona legislatures and founding fathers planned for water utilization in Arizona. Fact of the matter
it's
is
amazing.
We are considerably better off than our surrounding states.
Correct. I mean,
not just by a little bit, but by a whole lot.
Right. And that's one of the things I think that we have. There's been incredible amount of planning and like you say, foresight, incredible systems that are in place and you know, redundancies so that we have the Salton Verde River Reservoir System and we have the Colorado River, the Central Arizona Project system.
The big ditch.
Yeah, a big ditch that brings a lot of water here to the valley. And so what's nice is we have both. Now, we are experiencing some drought. And we've had some drought conditions since 99, 2000 that have continued kind of, you know, we have a few rainy periods, but not enough to have really gotten us a little more comfortable. But we do have, you know, we still have well water. We also tap into, for the most part, typically in the valley, they use about 50% of CAP water, about 30 to 40% salt and verde water, and then well water are the main supplies that most of the water providers, municipalities will use for the homeowners. So,
well, I just like the fact that so much planning has gone into what we have.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, the reservoir systems, those end up being recreational areas. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it is a wonderful thing that those have dual purpose, multiple purposes, really. But we need to remember those are our reservoirs. So, you know, going up to Canyon Lake and all these other, you know, Roosevelt, all these places are backup.
One of my little hobbies is just watch the demographic projections for the state of Arizona. And, you know, when we moved here in 65, mm-hmm. Arizona was a pretty rural little environment. And it was you know, you didn't have to go very far outside of the edge of town to be by yourself. And that's when we were like at a million people statewide. It was even less than that.
Right.
And I've seen in the boom back in 05 and 06 and 07, I mean, I saw some projections that were projecting 18 to 20 million by 2025.
Yeah, yeah,
The Sun Corridor that basically mm-hmm. goes from Nogales mm-hmm. to Camp Verde and that whole I-10, I-17 band was going to be populated.
Yeah,
And you have to stop and ask yourself, are we in that good a shape? Could we support that kind of a population?
I know. And those are all great questions. And for the most part, Department of Water Resources does try to ensure, you know, for any of the what they call active management areas, there's like the Phoenix area is regulated where they have to show, before any development occurs, they have to show that they've got a 100-year water supply available for those areas.
In the funny little place called Rosie's Brain. I'm sorry, Romy, I didn't try to drag you in there.
Speak for yourself there.
In Rosie's Brain. Yeah, I just think, well, how much irony would it be that Southern Californians had to start moving to Arizona so they could be someplace that had water? They're in much worse shape than we are.
Well, right now with their drought,
it's
terrible.
Horrible.
And I've heard people talk about how brown it is over there right now. So it is bad. But California has the senior rights on the Colorado River water. So if those levels get below a certain amount, basically Arizona is one of the first that'll take a hit on cutbacks. So we have that, you know, then they'll be. You know, they'll be to an advantage there. So.
It sounds like they need water use it wisely a little more than we do.
That would be great. And actually, it is water use it wisely has been used by all across the country, including California. So it was started right here in Arizona. So we're very proud of that. Actually started right in Mesa, and we opened it up to the state, and it's used all over. So it's a great campaign.
And we'll be sharing some of the other materials that's available. Everything that y'all produce is free to the public.
Absolutely.
You just got to get it. You got to use it. You got to apply it. Adapt your lifestyle to it. It's not, you know, we're not living on the Mississippi River here.
Right. That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, we have a special guest on the line with us as well going into the consumer spending season, also known as the holidays. There's already a radio station playing 24/7 Christmas music. Can you believe that? It usually doesn't start until Thanksgiving, but November 1, they went all Christmas.
Home
music.
Depot's got the Christmas trees up.
Wow.
I know. It's coming. It's coming. And one of my passions is informing our homeowners about fraud and how to protect themselves. And this is the time of year you're pulling those cards out of your wallet the most. So I talked to Ken Coburn at Data Doctors yesterday, and we have him here with us online to just kind of give us some tips to get us safely into the holidays. How you doing, Ken?
Good. Excellent. Good morning, everyone.
Good. Good. Well, would you just kind of share some of the top tips? You and I had talked about the difference between using a credit card and a debit card and what your recommendations are.
Yeah, I think if we just take a quick look at, I mean, we've heard breach after breach after breach from these large, large organizations. And what's happening is hackers are specifically going after the point of sale terminals or the cash registers. Because unlike an online, you know, if they break into an online system, they can only use those stolen credit cards online. So they're targeting point-of-sale systems so that they can collect what's called the mag stripe, the magnetic data that's on the back of your card, because then they can sell that information so that, that thieves can create duplicate cards and use them anywhere. And that's why you're hearing more and more of this type of targeting. So there's a couple things. There's nothing you can do to protect yourself. You know, when Home Depot gets breached, that's on Home Depot. If you do business with them, then your information was probably compromised. It's a fact of life. It's like, you know, when you get in your car, you might get into an accident. It's just something that we take into consideration. We do everything we can to minimize the risk. So the thing that I'm telling people to do is just make sure you use a credit card and not a debit card. I think everybody's heard this, but I'm going to reiterate this. It's so important. Because a debit card has the same protection, but if the thieves hit that, it could wipe everything out of your checking account for some period of time while you're trying to get it resettled, which means you're going to be bouncing your mortgage payment, your car payments. It's just going to create a much bigger mess. So just, I tell people these days, your debit card should be used at your bank's ATM and nowhere else.
Wow, that is the tip of the week, isn't it? So our tip to Arizona homeowners is use your credit card, not your debit card.
Everywhere, online, offline, it doesn't matter. It's just you need to hold that debit card sacred, just because it can wreak so much more havoc.
I'm so accustomed to getting unsolicited credit cards in the mail. I got a couple within the last month. I've gotten like three, and Ken, they were all replacements for accounts that had been hacked. I didn't know anything about. I never even activated the cards because I never opened them. They were just sitting on my desk.
Yeah, I basically allocate twice a year that I'm going to have to replace my primary credit cards.
Just, holy cow!
I travel a lot. There's just all these, the more you use your cards, the more exposure you have. Now, I will tell you, here's a little tip. You know all those local folks, the restaurants, the food trucks, the small boutique-y stores, they have their smartphone or their iPad, and they got that little white thing at the top, the square.
Right.
We have yet to see any of those ever get compromised. And because they're onesie-twosie, the hackers really aren't going to target that technology. So there's another great tip for you. If you're going to do business, find that local, support your local businesses, but also feel very comfortable when they pull that little mobile device out and they have that little square at the top, and you just swipe it across the top of that little mobile device. You should feel pretty comfortable about that, because the hackers aren't going to target those things just yet.
That's Ken Colburn of the Data Doctors. You can find more at datadoctors.com. Thanks for joining us this morning, Ken.
Anytime. Thank you.